Well, we are in the process of finishing the last week before Thanksgiving, and we go into our holiday period, but clearly this is one of the more unique holiday periods that we can imagine. It's affecting us on our health issues. It's affecting us politically, economically. Let's face it, this is not your typical Thanksgiving and holiday season. And it may be a time for us to reflect on, as we should, at any time, the whole focus of our existence. And the whole focus of our existence comes, of course, from the Lord and His guidance. And so here it is Friday. And Friday, we always have Father Adriano Zandana, who is continuing his series on the very core of the moral teaching that we have, which is the Ten Commandments. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast, which you can hear every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And then after the show airs, you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So, as we do every single Friday, coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, approaching summer for him as we approach winter. Here again is Father Adriano Zandana from Cachoeira Paulista.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. This is Father Adriano back with you all today. We are going to continue our discussion of the Ten Commandments with a lot of help from St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, last week we talked about the first commandment. And right now, I'm going to conclude it, and afterwards, I'm going to introduce you into the second one, the second commandment. Well, as I've mentioned last week, last Friday, St. Thomas Aquinas gives us five key reasons to follow the first commandment. First one, God's dignity. If we place something other than God at the center of our lives, we seek to lessen His perfection, which is truly sinful. Second key reason, God's bounty. In the first commandment, God tells us that He will reward our descendants for 1,000 generations if we are faithful to Him. By being faithful to Him, we are blessing all of our offspring. Third key reason, the strength of our promise. As Christians, we have pledged to worship God and renounce the devil. If we cannot keep a commitment to God, how can be true to anything else? This brings us to the fourth key reason, against the service of the devil. It isn't enough to serve good. We must fight against all that is evil. And the last one, the fifth, key reason, the greatness of the reward. There can be no greater reward than everlasting life at the side of God. Well, let's jump into the second commandment. In the traditional Bible texts, the second commandment reads, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." The modern Catholic Bible has reworded this to, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." It goes on to say, "For the Lord will not leave unpunished him who takes his name in vain." Well, first off, what does "take his name in vain" mean? As Christians, we aren't allowed to use the name of God as a curse or in profanity. We can't disparage the name of God. That is, we can't say bad things about Him. We can't swear on our words in the name of God, because no type of falsehood or half-truth can be associated with the Creator. You can't make a promise using the name of God and then not fulfill that promise. St. Thomas explained this quite clearly. If you swear in the name of God and your words are not entirely honest and true, or you fail to take on an obligation that you accepted in His name, you do injury to God Himself and to all men. if you swear to God you're going to be on time to pick a friend up, and then go late anyway, you aren't just breaking that friend's confidence. You are betraying God and therefore all of His people. That might sound tough, but why are we involving the Lord in our mortal human decisions and commitments? It was you who decided to swear to God. You involved Him with a trivial choice. Also, if you involve the name of the Lord in the truth of your words, you cannot in good conscience involve Him in anything that's than the holy truth. St. Thomas tells us that God cannot love a lie. And if you try to convince people by using the Lord's name, you are contradicting the scripture that in the Old Testament says, you should destroy anyone who speaks a lie. So if you lie in the name of God, you are detracting from His glory and His greatness. If He does not punish you for lying, but this lie was not God's lie. It was yours. Lying is bad in and of itself. We're going to get to that in the 8th commandment regarding false witness. But when you involve the name of Lord in a lie, you are eroding our social contract even further. Not only can people not trust you, but they should be suspicious of your God as well. This can destroy the fabric of society. It is so dangerous. Sometimes vain just means not very serious. We don't need to involve God in your analysis of the weather or a game on TV, for example. Jesus Himself forbade taking oaths unless they were absolutely necessary. St. Thomas uses a wonderful metaphor. Oaths are like medicine. You don't take medicine all the time. You only take it when you need it. So you don't need to swear by everything that happens. You're just trivializing the idea of making promises. And even worse, you're trivializing the power that must be the center of everyone's life, the Lord Himself, our all-powerful, merciful Creator. More seriously, sometimes vain means in sin. If you swear by God to commit a crime or carry out some act of violence or destruction, you are immediately lying. In fact, what could be the worst kind of lie? Remember what Herod did to John the Baptist. God is just, and justice consists not only of doing good, but also of not doing evil. You can never swear by God to commit an evil act or swear not to do what is good. So, when is it okay to use the Lord's name? There are moments that we really should swear oaths. When you are testifying in court, or you earn a professional degree, or take on a political position, it's right that you should swear enough to God or in the gospel. We expect all of our judges, soldiers, and police officers to swear oaths. Just know that when you swear that oath by God, you are taking on a much greater commitment. If you swear an oath to do your job and then fail to do it, you are lying to God Himself. Second, in our religious ceremonies, clearly we should swear by God. At baptisms and weddings, we need to sanctify what we are saying. After all, these are commitments to a much greater power. The third purpose is to expel the devil. When we need to be spiritually pure, we can invoke the name of God. Fourth, in confession, we very rightly address God. Fifth, everyone has moments in which they need more strength than they possess. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's okay to ask God for help when we need it. And finally, we can invoke the name of God when we have completed something. We glorify God when we include Him in our successes. Everything you say and everything you do, you should do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see how those two sentences from the second commandment contain so much wisdom? Well, next week we'll continue to read the commandments and look at the lessons they have for us in our daily lives. God bless you all. Our amazing Father, thank you for your great love. You've been so kind to us, God. Please help us to obey your commandments. Make us able to follow the right path according to what you were created to be. Lord, we wanna be faithful to you. Make us able. Send upon us your grace, your love, your Holy Spirit. Enable us, Lord, to fulfill our purposes in this earth. We need you, Lord. Heal us from our slavery of sin. Set us free, Lord. We need you. Guide us with your amazing love. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thanks again, Father Adriano. And of course, that's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, as he does every single Friday, bringing us a great teaching about the Ten Commandments. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear our other program, St. Anthony Overnight, at 3 o'clock and midnight, so I should say midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning at 590 a.m. WEZE. And both programs you can hear through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, we will be back next week, Monday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL. Have yourself a blessed weekend. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us, and if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.